Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, welcoming you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is an absolute beautiful evening in Northern California, the area of the country where we have two seasons, spring and summer. And summer is unequivocally starting to wrap up here for those of you on tonight's call. So you definitely want to put your foot on the gas and take it off the brake as you move you and yourself in free enterprise into overdrive. I have a great call for you tonight on how to find your zone, the hands-free zone, how to explore the zone and have spontaneous energy. For those of you for the first time callers, I host this call each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time for going on 8 plus years. This call is officially being recorded and is available for playback and download on Podomatic each and every Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific. My assistant Emir Alon sends it out every Wednesday morning, so you can find out how to do that on Facebook. Also, if you're a member of my database, we send that out to the database. You can find out more details about specifically what I do on Facebook or my website, www.goldenmastermind.com. On August 7th, I'll be releasing my brand new products, my digital coaching, 3.5 hours plus 21 modules of online coaching. For those of you who like to have 24/7 of some of my coaching skills and assets, you'll be able to do that as of August 7th. I'll be sending out content and information on how you'll be able to pre or purchase that product as it is available. I'll also be releasing, in conjunction with that, my 8-hour course on how to be a certified coach, how to effectively coach your team, coach yourself, coach people in your circle of influence. It's over 50-plus modules, about 6 hours of download content on how to effectively coach yourself, coach your team, and coach people in your circle of influence. That is August 7th, that both of those will be released or somewhere right around that time. That is our projected date, which is right around the corner. This Saturday, I will be in Marina Del Rey. That is a 9-to-4 event with multiple guest speakers. I'm proud to announce that Mr. Arthur Tubman, who's unequivocally one of the top internet marketing speakers I've ever had the privilege of sharing the stage with, Arthur creates multiple 7-figure results from the comfort of his homes. He'll be dropping in at that event and sharing some just absolutely exceptional content on how to create an online presence, how to build a list, and how to monetize some of your ideas online, along with Tara Romano and several other exceptional speakers. That is this Saturday, August 8th, Marina Del Rey. Next Friday, August 14th, I'll be in San Diego at the Convention Center for my annual Millionaire Blueprint that I host once a year. And it's going to be a fabulous event. That event will be from noon until 4 with Susan Sly and Alexis Romano. What an absolute great opportunity to see two of the most exceptional women I've ever had the privilege of mentoring, coaching, and sharing the stage with. August 22nd, I will be in Scottsdale, Arizona. August 29th, I will be in Portland, Oregon. September 19th, Pleasanton, California. September 26th, Atlanta. October 3rd, Charleston. October 10th, Albany, New York. October 17th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Chicago on October 24th. Buffalo, October 31st. This is quite a lineup. November 21st, I'll be in Norwalk, Connecticut. December 5th, Long Island, New York. December 19th is presently an open date that I'm in the process of deciding which city would best serve me or my database. So that, I believe, that is the last event on my roster that is presently open. So with that, we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. It is with great pleasure I bring to you a call that I do about once every 3 or 4 years. I looked in my archives. I haven't done this call or any content regarding this content since 2011. It's one of my favorite calls on how to find the zone, the hands-free zone. Synonyms would be a quantum leap where the sum is greater than whole of parts. How to go from A to M and then eventually to Z in a relatively short period of time. There are no shortcuts, however, there are steps you can take to be able to create the compounded effect. The great Darren Hardy wrote a book on that very topic. I wrote a great book, I read a great book by James Mapes back in the late 90s on quantum leap strategy. He wrote a similar book called Quantum Leap Theory. In my desk right here is a book written by Larry Miller and James Redfield, who is the author of the exceptional book The Celestine Prophecy. The name of this book is called Exploring the Zone, the Mysterious Phenomenon of Spontaneous Excellence, i.e. Creation on Demand. When you know that you know and you come from I am that I am, there is no doubt. When you live in doubt, you're creating a gap and a delay in your communication skills, which keeps you wondering, how do I? How do I is it's your intellectual, logical brain that wants to know the recipe, the blueprint, the how-tos of how to break through, how to succeed, how to do this. You also must understand that you've been conditioned to behave in a manner that has you operating in your left brain. The educational system has rewarded you for memorizing content and information that allows you to get a PhD, a public high school diploma. You then go on and get a degree in college. In today's world, that degree could cost you anywhere from about $80,000 to $160,000 at a state university. Plus, if you go on to any other type of college, you'll be borrowing money that doesn't exist so you can continue to pay interest on money to keep you in liability debt. Now, that's typically what happens in your left brain. When you learn to live more in your creative, intuitive, right brain, and then use your left brain to access content that allows you to be brilliant, and you bring the two together, that's when you can create the hands-free zone. And when you start to live in your power, and then you let go of being disempowered, you will spend less time overwhelmed and in an addicted state that creates disappointment. When you start to tap into your inner knowing, when you start to let go of your control that keeps you out of control, the control you think you must control, then you start to stop exhausting yourself and you start to create a different type of emotional etheric energy. That's your creative intuitive. That's how you start to dream again. Unfortunately, a large percent of society has forgotten how to dream. I interview people every single day on their dreams. And about 9 out of 10 people say what they think they're supposed to say. They want to give back. They want to pay it forward. They want to help mankind. Those are great attributes, but you have to have dreams that are emotional. When you were 8 years old, you did not focus on paying off your bills. You weren't consumed with your liability debt. You weren't consumed with pleasing other people. You were more able to connect with your dreams. You had crayons, chalk. You had coloring tools, colored pencils. You painted. We had those kind of skills when we were kids. Somewhere along the journey, we forget how to dream. We end up in our left brain, overwhelmed in anger, anxiety, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. Those are typically the anxieties in the neurological network that creates an emotional state that leads to disappointment and addictions. Now, if you own a business and you're in free enterprise and you desire to create what the free market will bear, that's going to come down to some of your brilliance, your ideas, your ability to create on demand. You must learn to be spontaneous. You must learn to be intuitive. You must learn to be attentive, aware, and in the hands-free zone. You must learn to let go of your doubt, your anxiety, your worry. These are typically situations that exhaust you emotionally, affect your adrenal and lymphatic system, that leads to the diseases that take you out of the game. When you live in the pain body, live in your head, operate in pain, worry, anxiety, as I said, it exhausts you. As you begin to let go of the control you think you're supposed to control, then you can learn to live in your power. When you let go of your anxiety about the outcome, future tense outcome is one of the most common commonalities that hinders many of you exceptional entrepreneurs on tonight's call. When you let go of what you think has to be perfect, you require the perfect lead, the perfect system. You know, the message, the messenger may have changed, but the message is always the same. There are new tools, new skills, new ways to create leads, to create traffic, to create connections. But it always comes down to this: can you connect? And if you're disconnected from yourself, how can you possibly connect with others? You can't. But if you want to find a zone, the hands-free zone, where you can live in a different type of ease, where you can let go of the control you think you must control, and you realize there is no control, and then you start to live in a different kind of emotional body where you have a command of your emotions, you're not affected by the outer world, you live in an inner world that's very stable, very calm, very adapted, and very adjusted. You must be innovative and creative when it comes to free enterprise. You must be able to tap into your intuitive, emotional, higher self and let go of your lower self that creates your low self-esteem. If you live in chaos, you're overwhelmed, and you have a lot of drama and or you're disorganized, you're going to have challenges attracting people who are methodical, systematic, organized, detailed, do not require a lot of instructions. These are the kind of people who can execute, create, and see a vision bigger than their problem. These are the type of people that typically find themselves in the zone. The zone is going to come from letting go and relaxing. The hands-free zone means that you're not in a place of overwhelm and a place of worry. You live in a very relaxed, released emotional body in a brainwave state typically called alpha. When you live in alpha state, you can go to bed and rest in a delta state. When you live in an overwhelmed theta beta brainwave state, where you live in very frenetic, frantic energy, when you have a heightened sense of awareness that keeps you overwhelmed, you're going to have challenges attracting the type of people to your reality that you can create contribution, collaboration, and most importantly, prosperity. If you own a business that requires leverage, you are seeking the law of the few. You're not looking for everyone. You're looking for a few people who have dreams, visions, have creativity, spontaneity, and are able to be visionaries, and they can spot an opportunity when most people spot a flaw. A large percent of the population will find a flaw no matter what you do. You can present them the greatest opportunities, and they will say, but I'm in an inside leg. I don't have a mentor. Well, neither did Jennifer Trinkner. Neither did Alexis Romano. Neither did myself. You have to let go of the excuses that keep you overwhelmed and focus on results. You have to focus on a solution. As you learn to live in a solution, then you can create this, repetition and experience. It's repetition and experience without anxiety about an outcome that creates this, the reflexes. You must be able to develop the reflexes of automation, autonomic, automatic, where you can create auto-suggestion. Once you start to create a new muscle memory, you move out of a low self-esteem, you move out of doubt, you move out of anxiety, then your creativity starts to come back to you. You stop asking how-to questions. The most important question you ask is why. It's not how, it's why. Why do I do what I do? It's not how do I change. You change by creating options. You change by choice. Change is easy when you let go of control, but if you have to control the outcome of change, you'll be out of control when you don't change. You have to change how you've been changing. If you've been trying to change, you can't change. Change is not a try, change is a be state. Change is not something you do, change is something you live. You have to live change. And if you have an addiction, you have to live in the addiction one day at a time as you systematically let go of the anxiety that creates the addiction. You can't let go of the addiction tomorrow. You can only let go of your emotional state to create the physical addiction today. What does that mean? It means that you have to have this, no more cheat days. You have to let go of the words that take you out of your flow and start to create spontaneity. You have to be able to create words that foster change. Very few people in the English language use the word commitment and or decide in your communication style. And if your communication is not conducive to changing, deciding, or committing, then you'll procrastinate. This is why so many people say, yeah, okay, I'll think about it, and other words that do not foster change. Most of society uses words that foster procrastination, hesitation. and uses words that lead to disappointment and addiction. When you step out of the status quo, you let go of the norm, you start to become the exception. You must also understand as you become the exception, the norm will criticize you in a small percent, and you have to be able to stand the gap. You must become emotionally autonomous, not consumed with what other people say or feel about you. You're not in the minority. You'll find another majority of the minority that you can connect with. And you have to be able to let go of some of the people who no longer believe in you. They'll believe in you when you believe in what they believe. See, when you believe in what other people believe, then you'll attract people who believe in what you believe. So if you believe in doubt, if you believe in anxiety, and you stay in addiction, you'll attract people who believe that belief. As you let go of that belief, that state of uncertainty, and move into certainty, that's when you start to find the zone. In certainty, you start to let go. When you are certain, when you know, when you trust, then you can find the zone. The zone is a very relaxed, hands-free place in an emotional body that says, I am, I'm capable, I'm good enough, I'm lovable, I'm self-esteem. And your self-esteem is not derived from your results. You must have self-esteem to create results. You can actually create results but doubt the results you created because you don't have self-esteem. Your ego will trick you into having confidence at times. You can actually even be competent in certain situations. But it's your self-esteem that will take you. The self-esteem is a centrifugal force that will lead your why. You can't possibly have dreams when you don't have self-esteem. Because if you don't have self-esteem, you can't dream because your dreams will be in doubt. And this is why so many people never realize their dreams because they're not certain they can get them. What many people do is they'll create a dream space so big they can't possibly get off the launching pad, which gives them permission to fail. It's your anxiety about responsibility that hinders you. It's not your fear of failure. Yes, that's what your ego teaches you to say, but it's really your anxiety about being responsible to succeed. That is what hinders so many souls that continue to tiptoe quietly through life, living the pain of regret. Now, there's three typical zones that most people live in. There's the comfort zone, the failure zone, and the excellence zone. When you start to live in your excellence zone and you start to create spontaneous excellence, then you can let go of the control that keeps you in control. Excellence means a task well done. You can't ever master prospecting by having anxiety about it. Prospecting is a very simple exercise to master. It's nothing more than a series of questions that lead to an outcome you're seeking. It's questions in a sequence, typically 5 to 15 words that end with a question mark. But when you continue to talk and you continue to answer questions in riddles, you can't possibly find the zone. When you have emotional autonomy, it means you can sit right in the middle of the world, and the world does not affect your inner world. What's going on outside there does not affect what's going on inside here. When you know that you know, then you stop doubting what you don't know. When you live in peace and live in comfort, then you're comfortable. But when you're uncomfortable, meaning not comfortable, you'll create the doubt to fulfill the feelings of disappointment. The more you understand how you've been seduced into being disappointed, seduced into liability debt, seduced into anxiety and depression so that you can take the red pill or the blue pill to dumb yourself down so you can stay in a very low vibrational state where you're not really awake. But you have to you must awaken. You must move into the awakened zone. The awakened zone is where you'll find the excellent zone. Your comfort zone is your average zone. That's where most people live. They stay in a comfort zone that keeps them average. And they also will go in and out of their failure zone. They'll go into an experience where they fail, and then they don't ever go back through it. They enter into the failure zone, and then they don't enter back. Then they don't ever enter into the game again. That's unfortunately what happens to most of society. They don't really give their business ventures and a real, honest, open, objective viewpoint. They don't stay in the game long enough to master a set of skills conducive to being and staying successful. They enter into the failure zone. They have more anxiety about failing than they put energy into succeeding. Now, be honest with yourself. How many of you listen to this call fear failure. Not only do you fear it, but you talk about it. You say it. You have anxiety about money. Money is no anxiety about you. You fear money. Money doesn't fear you. Money ends up in the hands of people who are skilled at it. A skilled drug dealer will attract money, just like a skilled business owner will attract money. Money does not have a conscience. Your conscience about money will determine whether you attract and or repel it. And if you want to live the good life, I know it's love that makes the world go round, but it's money that always pays for the trip. There's a certain amount of money that you'll require to live the good life. But if you continue to stay in your comfort zone is your failure zone. And that's unfortunately where most of society resides. And this is why you have anxiety about calling a lead. You're not certain. You make up words like, I'm not sure if I can put myself out there. I'm really scared to. And this is what many people do. They approach and avoid. They run up to success and they go, oh my God, I'm not sure if I can handle the responsibility. And they run around it and they run back into their comfort zone. That's where a large percent of your friends, family, circle of influence reside, because it's comfortable to tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at their grave safely and live the greatest pain, the pain of regret. What is the zone? The zone is a very relaxed space. It's actually a space in the universe called the quantum field. In the quantum field, there is a known no, K-N-O-W-N, a known no. When you know what you know, then you stop doubting what you don't know. When you know, you let go of what you think you should know, and you're able to know that you know, and you know that I am that I am. It means you live in a present state awareness. You're not concerned and overwhelmed as frequently as you might have been in an addictive state. You're not as overwhelmed about the future. You live a lot more relaxed in the present, and you learn to address the situation, i.e. the task at hand, being able to adapt and adjust very readily and very easily and effortlessly. That is the zone. The zone is a mythical, magical place where you're able to operate in a relaxed sense of ease. You live in peace. You're able to breathe and release relatively easily, and you don't take situations personally. When you operate in this relaxed type of energy, it's between the spaces of bliss, love, joy, and enlightenment. You start to raise your vibrational, emotional, etheric energy. You begin to attract to your reality more frequently people and situations that foster change. As you become an agent of change, changing how you've been changing, you will attract other change agents and change seekers who do not seek the same kind of attention that you attract when you're struggling. When you're an addicted and a noble struggler, you're codependent and not independent. You're an addicted over-obligator living in an overwhelmed, anxious state, in an absolute state of not bliss, but a state of disappointment, there's a high probability that you'll be disorganized. When you don't have a system to be organized, then you can't stay organized. When you don't have a system to let go of control, then you'll find ways to be in control. If you don't have a system to live, then you have a system to fail. And if you just wing it, if you're an addicted winger, you never get around to being successful. If success is an intention but not a commitment, you cannot succeed. Intending is not committing. Committing is committing. You don't need to succeed. You deserve to succeed, but you can't succeed without action. Action is paramount. To be able to live and find the zone, you must spend a great deal of your production time in action, not getting ready to get ready, but in action. Action meaning this, the repetition and the experience, the action that leads to results, the action that allows you to create the hands-free zone. The action allows you to create the reflexes to become exceptional at your vocation. You must be able to eliminate the gap and a delay in your communication style as you let go of yeah, okay, sure, and other words and sounds that do not foster change or commitment. You start to attract to your reality a different situation and a different type of person that you can collaborate with rather than compete with. When you let go of control, you don't have to lecture your teammates and other people. You won't get disappointed as easily. You don't have to manage your managers. You learn to meet people where they are. You don't set people up to disappoint you as frequently, and you attract a different type of person who's self-directed a self-starter, someone who does not require being their handheld, someone who has a vision bigger than their problems, they begin to show up more frequently. Now, when you hear someone on stage or at an event talk about someone showing up or they show up, what they're talking about is the zone. That's the hands-free zone. It doesn't mean they stop working. It means their effort is different. It means that they've created a compounded effect. What many people don't understand about social media, direct sales, networking, network marketing, blogging, internet marketing, or any type of business that requires leverage is consistency. You have to be able to consistently write and speak, create on demand, be innovative and creative, and be able to bring to free enterprise service and value. If you have a Facebook page, a blog page, a website, and you're not consistently writing or delivering value on it, then there's not going to be people following, showing up, and you're not going to be able to create organic traffic. You can go out and buy likes. You can go out and buy friends on Facebook and different social media sites, but that's not organic. Organic traffic comes to you because they begin to follow you. They begin to follow you because you're much more in the hands-free zone. When you're able to write without thinking, that's hands-free. When you're able to speak effortlessly, people tend to show up more frequently who are ready to buy, ready to start, ready to join, and most importantly, ready to produce. When you let go of the control of thinking that you have to do something for everyone, when you put the pressure on you, that's not the hands-free zone, that's codependence. When you put all the energy and you make it about you, when you put yourself in a position that you have to do something for others, or they might fail, when you take on more than you can carry because you're an addicted over-obligator, that's not the hands-free zone. Once again, that's codependence, that's over-obligation. As you begin to let go of your guilt, and that's typically what happens in codependence and in over-obligating, you cannot possibly live in the zone. You can't possibly live in ease when you live in guilt and shame. It just does not fit in the bucket. When you try and dip energy from an empty bucket, you can't possibly attract to your reality like-minded individuals that you can co-collaborate with to create results. You don't attract money. You must be able to attract people to your reality that have vision, that can produce, that are self-starters, that are self-aware, that are self-actualized, who have creativity, spontaneity, and have the ability to live in the zone. Living in the zone is an unconscious place. It means that you've re-educated your unconsciousness. You've been able to re-educate and let go of events that no longer serve you. When you're not the event, when you can look at the event from an outside objector's viewpoint and not personalize an event, you have let go. But if you keep telling yourself, I don't know letting go is not a how do, it's why don't you. Letting go is non-physical, it's not linear. It's not a situation that you do exercises over. Letting go is an experience. You have to experience letting go. Letting go means you're not attached to an outcome. You're no longer the event. We all have a past. This is why you don't want to look over your shoulder too frequently, because your past is right behind you. When you focus on your past and use your past as your excuse, then you can't possibly change the way you've been changing. But if you try to change gradually and you try to change slowly, but when you learn to let go, change begins to foster quickly. When you're no longer an event, when you're no longer the victim, when you become the victor, you may have been victimized, but that doesn't mean you have to be and stay a victim. When you start to live in the hands-free zone, then you start to find your excellent zone. Spontaneous excellence, what does that mean? It means creation on demand. It means autonomy is what it means. It means that on command, you can speak into existence certain realities where situations show up. And when you start to do this more frequently, you can find the parking spaces in front of the restaurants consistently every time. Sunday night, Carolyn Olson and I went out to dinner in Lodi, California. We actually went to the first restaurant where there's a parking space right in front. We walked in. There was live music going on. It was too live to enjoy the experience. We went to another restaurant, pulled right up in front of it, parking space right in front. There was a booth right in the front room. We walked in, sat right down at the booth. Now, that's spontaneous excellence. That's creation on demand. That always happens to me. That is an expectation. When you can create realistic expectations that you can create the situation over and over. That becomes a muscle memory. That means that situations happen for you. The water's part. My flight got canceled last Thursday, but just like it's supposed to, in the law of the universe, there was one ticket for me available on the very next flight. Not only was there one ticket, but there was one seat, and I was able to move up further in the seat, and I didn't get first class. I was one away. That means that I live in the zone. I was the very first person that would have upgraded. I wasn't that distraught about it. I made the plane, made the event, didn't put a lot of energy and blame the airlines or the universe or the world for everything that happened. I sat down, calmed my anxiety, and enjoyed a good experience. Dropped off into a very relaxed rest, showed up, and moved right into the same routine I always have. Now, that would not always happen. Previously, I would make a big deal out of it. I would want to find someone to blame. I would take myself out of the zone. I'd be in my failure zone. I'd be in my comfort zone. I'd be recreating the same experiences over and over to fulfill my disappointment. I would want someone to blame, someone to get pissed off at, someone to get mad at, someone to vent, rant, and do the situations that I'd learned as a child growing up in dysfunction. If you continue to live in dysfunction, you'll foster dysfunction. If you live in overwhelmed state, if you continue to live unorganized, I'm speaking to those of you who are unorganized. How many of you on tonight's call live in an unorganized state? You take your clothes off and you drop them on the floor. Your desk looks like a disaster. It's a series of piles. You don't open your mail. You don't pay your bills. You wait to the last minute to do everything, and you wonder why you don't attract people like me, Susan, or Alexis to your reality, because people like us are repelled by that kind of energy. Now, I was once in that kind of energy in an overwhelmed, addicted state. I was so overwhelmed that I spent a good deal of my time controlling my control, being exhausted trying to figure out how I was going to control my addiction on a daily basis. Change is a choice. What was that one breakthrough moment? There wasn't one breakthrough moment. There was one situation that I decided. I decided over 27 years ago that I was not going to have a drink that day, and I was going to do my best to not have a drink ever. But I started with one day. And I remember going to my AA meetings, and I started saying, wow, I can do this. I started to foster change. I started to follow a recipe that the 12-step program laid out. I stopped making excuses about how difficult it would be to get to a meeting. It amazes me how many people seek my guidance. They want me to assist them with an addiction. I'll suggest they go to a meeting, and they tell me they don't have time to get sober, yet they ask me to assist them. I mean, if you don't have time to get sober, if that's your excuse, or you don't have time, you don't have time to address an addiction, you just want to lick the icing. You don't want the recipe for chocolate cake. All you want is the icing. Well, you're not going to be able to attract people who have discipline, who are spontaneous, who are creative, who are methodical and systematic. These are typically the type of people who over a long period of time win because they're methodical, because they have reflexes, because they have discipline. If you're undisciplined, that really means that you're not willing to learn the fundamentals. The fundamentals and change that you require fostering comes from repetition and experience. That's how you find the zone. Now, there are a few people in the world who are absolutely born into it. They are born brilliant. And those type of people, they're called virtuosos. I once coached a woman whose son was a virtuoso saxophone player, and at age 9, he was on David Letterman. However, it's very interesting, by age 18, he was no longer playing music. I once coached a woman who won the Santa Monica City Tennis Tournament on 4 different occasions. Her parents started her out very early. They mortgaged their house because they'd already started banking on her that she would be a professional tennis player and they could ride her winnings into the next future. The problem was she developed a meniscus challenge in her knee, tore up her knee, never was able to even play college tennis, and her parents were very disappointed that she had ruined their life. She took that event, her knee injury, and felt very guilty and spent a great deal of her time in her addictions. I was eventually able to assist her to overcome some of her anxieties and addictions, and she began to live a much better, healthier life in a relaxed state. If you live in guilt, shame, overwhelm, anxiety, it's going to be very challenging for you to attract to your reality the people that you require to collaborate to create a culture. If you're challenged creating a culture, it's a it's a high probability that you're disconnected. If you live in a disconnected, overwhelmed state, continuing to use the same type of words that foster procrastination, that foster anxiety, there's absolutely no way you'll be ever be able to find the zone. The zone is a complete space where there is no control. When you live in the zone, you're not concerned with the outcome. You know that you'll get your share of wins. You don't live in anxiety. I have gone to events before I did not have big results. I've gone to events where I've had big results, and after a long career, it's all relative to me. If a situation does not happen that's ideal after I travel across the country, I don't start blaming the host. I don't start blaming the universe. I don't start blaming God. I don't blame myself. I realize that's relative. You can't win them all. When you live in the zone, you'll lose as gracefully as you win, because you don't take a bad event or a challenging event and turn it into a bad day. It's all relative. When you understand there are no bad days, that's the zone. That's what the zone is. Now, you may have a challenging moment, but that does not mean your day has to be ruined. But when you spend your days getting ready to get ready, days pass, weeks pass, months, quarters, 6 months, and a year is gone. All you got to do is take a look. It's going to be it won't be that long until all of a sudden it's September 1st. What does September 1st mean? September 1st means there's 4 months left in the calendar year 2015. And many of us were together back in an event in January in Palm Springs, California, and all of a sudden it's August, and many of you are going, oh, you must be kidding me. Where's the year gone? The year has gone to your procrastination. The year has gone to your comfort zone. I hope after tonight's call, you take a good look at these two zones, your failure zone and your comfort zone, and you commit to living in your excellent zone. What would that mean? It means there'd be no more cheating. It means you'd actually have to be an entrepreneur. You'd have to pony up. You'd have to cowboy up and cowgirl up. You'd have to stop cheating. You have to stop lying to yourself. If you're an addict, you're a pathological liar. If you're emotionally addicted, you will lie to yourself over and over about what you're going to do, and then you'll get so overwhelmed you'll relapse. And unfortunately, I lived that place. I lived as a pathological liar for about 14 years of my life. You'd have to become this. To live in the zone, you have to become rigorously honest. That means you have to be objective and honest with yourself. You'd have to be able to have dedicated blocks of time honed to developing your craft. The craft that you would hone would come from the simple discipline. The simple discipline is where you learn the reflexes. The reflexes are the repetition and experience where you do the same thing over and over so you can create spontaneous excellence. That means creation on demand. So when someone says to you, well, this sounds good, I don't have the money, you're able to say, if you did have the money, would you get started? When someone says to me at one of my live events, I'd really like to hire you, but I don't have a credit card with me, it's with my spouse, significant other, homie, blow-up doll in the closet, or any multitude of situations where that mythical, magical credit card can be hiding, I'm able to say through spontaneous excellence, could you call the person who has it? I mean, that's what spontaneous excellence is. It means on command, on demand, you're able to respond without anxiety about offending someone, without anxiety about making a mistake, without getting in trouble. Getting in trouble is one of the biggest situations that hinders most of the world and most of the population. When you grow up with a passive-aggressive or aggressive person in your circle of influence who constantly puts you in a position you have to explain, justify, and validate your existence, then it's going to affect your neurological network, so when someone asks you a question, you start telling a story. In the zone means you're able to understand what's going on in the moment. It means that when someone asks you a question, you answer it without telling a story. When someone comes up with an objection that's closable, you're able to move into a space where you ask another question. When you live in the zone, you're able to take people's words in their communication, package it into a question, and keep a conversation moving. There's three ways you ask a question when you're very relaxed. There's small talk, there's fact-finding, and there's rapport building. When you start to master those emotional skills, that's the zone. In the zone, there's not a loss and a win. When you're in the zone, you're focused on the experience. The more experienced you become by being experienced, the repetition and experience, the more auto-suggestion you create. This is what creates muscle memory and a reflex. Now, if you've ever played baseball or softball, and you played third base or shortstop, or second base, or first base, oftentimes you have to go across your body. It's a crossover step. It's a crossover backhand step where you put your hand out, you catch something you cannot see all in one motion, you turn, whirl, and throw, and you got to be able to throw a BB to first base, or you throw a frozen rope or any synonym that you want to use, but you throw a ball in a direct line to a spot without looking. It's like ready, aim, fire. This all has to happen in one situation. Now, that is part of the zone when you're able to do that. It means that you let go of control and let your body do what you've conditioned it to do. Now, when you start to do that in your brain, when you let go and you let your brain do what you've conditioned it to do, then you start to move into the zone. But when you continue to let the brain do what it's been conditioned to do in the left-right world, in the left brain, in your analytical, egoic mind, when you continue to do that, that doesn't work in free enterprise. Free enterprise forces you to be spontaneous, creative, and innovative. And if you can't master those skills, if you can't write and create on command, if you can't speak what is required to be said in a conversation without anxiety about the outcome, then you'll hesitate, levitate, pontificate, you'll procrastinate, and you won't ever really get around to succeeding. I know this is a good call. It's good content for you. And the more you understand how to create your own zone, when you create your zone, that's your zone. That's personalized. My zone is at a desk that's about 80 years old. I have an Art Deco desk that I set in blue cobalt leather. I have two telephones on it. I have two antique desk lamps on it. I look out in a beautiful neighborhood. It's a dog neighborhood where people walk their dogs and hardly anyone drives by my neighborhood. I live about two blocks from the oldest college in California, University of Pacific. The weather where I live is warm year-round. There's two seasons, spring and summer. When it's hot, it's not muggy. It's warm. It's hot. It's hot, but it's not muggy. And when you live in this kind of environment, you get very, very comfortable, and we don't have to wear a lot of winter clothes. It's a very loose, relaxed type of environment where I live. Now, I've just created a picture for you. My commute is 30 seconds from my bedroom to my boardroom. I live in about a 100-year-old home. It's about 5,000 square feet. My office is in a converted bedroom. It has a bathroom built in it and a walk-in closet. That's where I've created well over multiple millions of dollars on this very desk here. So ass in chair, what does that really mean? Ass in chair is a metaphor for relaxed space for you to create in. Now, you may have heard Susan Sly in my call a few weeks ago. She was able to create a lot of results from a closet. Everything doesn't have to be feng shui, but I do suggest there is some organizational skills that come into play so you can create in a relaxed environment. But if you can't find your desk, you can't find your space, you can't find a place to create, then that could possibly be a challenge. It doesn't have to be ideal, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to be able to create a space where you can learn the skills. But you can't be frantic and darting around and moving over here and moving over there. You have to be able to be in the batter's box. That's where the zone is found. If you wanted to be a great golfer, there's a high probability you have to be on the links consistently. One of the greatest golf coaches of all time, and I've had a few clients that I've coached who hired him to be his coach, is the great Butch Harmon. Butch Harmon for years was Tiger Woods' coach, along with many other PGA players. A coach can assist you to understand cause and effect, why you do what you do, can be able to point out some of your weaknesses, some of your flaws, and assist you to improve your game. But if you don't have any game, how can you create a game? If you live in a very low vibrational, very weak energy, where you feel you have to take care, rescue, enable, and over-obligate yourself, how can you possibly attract to your reality anyone who you can create power with? When you constantly doubt yourself, I'm not sure. Now, here's something, this is a phenomenon. I have coached thousands of clients who don't know how unconscious their language is. A large percent of the clients I coach say this term in their communication without knowing it. I don't know. They say I don't know in their language, even ending sentences, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And I've counted as many as 30, 40, 50 times in 1 hour when someone will say, I don't know, unconsciously, not even knowing what they're really saying. They're saying they're not sure. When you live in uncertainty, you will attract to your reality people and situations to foster your anxiety. When you let go of your anxiety, now you can begin to change. And when you begin to change how you've been changing, that's when you can create a quantum leap, a sum greater than whole of parts. When you become attentive and aware, when you begin to understand the cause that creates the effect, now you can change. When you keep saying, I don't know why I do this, I don't know why I drank a gallon of vodka, I don't know why I ate a cheesecake, I don't know why I ate the salt and vinegar chips, a whole bag last night, when you continue to create that kind of reality to stay disappointed, there's no way you can find your zone. You'll stay in your miserable zone. That's the worst of all zone. That's beyond your comfort zone. That's your miserable zone. Your failure zone and your miserable zone are relatively synonymous because that's where you go to feel bad. When you're addicted to feeling bad, you can't possibly let go. You have to be able to let go of feeling bad, disappointed. It's not that you have to be positive. You have to learn to be inspired. This is the reason that you have a dream, situations that are bigger than your problems. Your dreams must be very emotional. I'd suggest you have dreams that aren't about rescuing someone else. Paying off debt may be one of your dreams, but it shouldn't be your highest priority. Your highest priority should be creating results. When you focus on a negative dream, you seldom ever get beyond it because that's what you get. And if you're fortunate enough to actually accomplish that negative dream by getting out of debt, you probably won't get beyond it. You'll recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill your disappointment. As you start to live in the hands-free zone, what does that mean? It means there's not worry. What is worry? Worry is one of the most exhausting, overrated exercises you can ever possibly allow yourself to live in. Have you ever seen an athlete that was just absolutely unconscious? Have you ever seen Michael Jordan at his best? Have you ever seen a Major League Baseball player who goes 5 for 5 or 6 for 6 in a game? Have you ever seen a golfer hit a hole in one? Have you ever seen a musician who absolutely just crushed it? Have you ever seen a keynote speech where someone had you just hanging on the edge of a chair? You were taking notes so fast, you were writing, you could hardly keep up. You were listening, you were attentive, you were having breakthroughs by listening, you're having aha moments. That's when someone is unconscious. They are in the zone. Did you ever hear Marvin Gaye sing the national anthem in the 1983 NBA All-Star Game? I challenge you to go out and find a video of the great Marvin Gaye singing the national anthem in that game. Do you remember when Whitney Houston sang the national anthem in the Super Bowl when the Dallas Cowboys were playing the Buffalo Bills in the 1993 Super Bowl? Unequivocally crushed it. Remember a performance you saw when someone absolutely crushed it? How many Oscar nominations does Meryl Streep have? Many. Look at the Rolling Stones. Look how many dates they've played. Look at the three key members who are still together: Charlie Watts, Keith Richards, and Mick Jagger, then Ron Wood. Look how many years they've been together. They absolutely are a culture. They are a band. They create spontaneous excellence. The minute they break into Sympathy for the Devil or Satisfaction, it's a whole different zone for you. Have you ever seen Lynyrd Skynyrd or any classic rock band who absolutely has it and crush it? Or have you ever seen an opera singer who absolutely was unconscious? Well, you've seen these type of people. Well, you could experience that same type of situation. That's based on repetition and experience over and over to where you unequivocally let go. Now, it's not that difficult to master prospecting. For those of you in this call who want to be a millionaire and you're tired of sucking air, or you're tired of being a thousandaire and you want to be a millionaire and you continue to suck air, it's not that difficult. Prospecting is one of the easiest experiences to master if you let go of control, but you'd have to let go of your story that you're going to offend someone, your story that you're going to get rejected, your story that you have to put yourself out there, your story that you don't know what to say, who to be, what to do. That story, yes, that story that keeps you in procrastination. Procrastination leads to your disappointment. Disappointment leads to your failure zone. When you have anxiety about failing, you put your energy into failing. I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail. You can't possibly ever succeed because you don't create the repetition and experience to let go. What do I say? I don't know what I'm going to do, who I'm going to be. When you let go and you start to develop a system to ask the questions in a sequence. I asked the waitress Sunday night what her name was. I asked her how long she had worked in this establishment. I had a a high probability that she was a single mom. I mean, that's a 50-50 guess, isn't it? I said, are you a single mom? I mean, it's a 50-50 chance I'm right, isn't it? So what if I'm wrong? Big freaking deal. She said, I am. How'd you know? I said, I could feel it. I did feel it, but I mean, factor this. It's a 50-50 chance when you ask a question like that. What do you have to lose? Nothing. Someone of you probably had a breakthrough. Wow, I could take more risk like that. Risk for reward. I asked her if she'd ever considered being an entrepreneur. She checked out. She said, I let her know that the two nights before I dined in Long Island, New York on Friday night, Union, New Jersey on Saturday. Here I'm on Sunday night dining in Lodi, California. That never dawned on her. She was so freaking checked out, she didn't go, wow, this guy must be prosperous. I might want to find out a little bit about him. I might find out if I could possibly do something with him, collaborate with him. I gave her every hint and clue I was going to give her a good tip. She checked out. She screwed the entire freaking meal up by being late. I mean, there were three tables. This is classic. There were three tables in the restaurant. She had an opportunity to enter her excellent zone. She stayed in her average zone, which was her failure zone, and she did not receive a two and sure tip because that's what she expected. She expected 15 to 20% on a good night because that's her identity. When you let go of that kind of identity, when you start to move into excellence, even saying it takes a different kind of inflection to say it. Absolutely. Excellent. You have to put inflection on it. There are seven spots on your tongue, glottals and diphthongs, that you use to enunciate. 37% of how we connect with people is the tone of our words. I need to. Need has no inflection. I'll try. T-R-Y. When muscle-tested words of non-commitment, your arm automatically drops because there's no commitment and no decision. And try is a weak word. Try means tomorrow is really yesterday. When you let go of your anxiety, when you learn to live in risk for reward, you take more calculated risk and you're not consumed with failing. If you're a grown-up who cries a lot, overwhelmed, stuck somewhere between anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, you have to get off the medication. You have to get off the food. You have to get off the booze. You have to get off the juice. You have to get off the sauce. You have to get off the crown. You can't drink crown in a Dixie cup and expect to ever become successful if you do it frequently. And you have to be able to let go of your anxiety that you use outside and ulterior sources to dumb yourself down. You want to be able to relax in your body and have an inner body experience where you can create spontaneous excellence where you find the zone. When you're in the zone, people show up. I mean, this happened to me. I had $100,000 worth of debt in 1994. In 1995, I enter into that year. I don't do a whole lot in that year. By the end of the year, I know that the situation has to change. I was in a whole different level of spontaneous urgency. I was upside down. I'd not only run out of money, I'd run out of credit. I had a relaxed urgency. I had a sense of urgency. I had to get it done. And I did. I got it done. And the very next year, a tremendous amount of exceptional people began to show up. A lot of it's because of what I'd been through. I wasn't overwhelmed about the situation I was in. I was very relaxed. I just knew I was going to have a great year. I could just feel it. It was one of those years I could freaking feel. It was like, bring it on, Chief. And where people would give me objections, I would just neutralize them in seconds. It was the donut effect. That's when I started to use the word donut. It was in 1995 and 1996. And I really started to hone my skills that year. Not only did I hone my skills, I started to teach it to a team. I started to do live prospecting for my team. Then I had other teammates do live prospecting. We created a prospecting machine. Now, this was back in the dinosaur era of network marketing, direct sales. No email, no websites, no social media. It was absolutely a big deal to have a live conference call that we could actually mute. For a few years, they didn't have muting capabilities, so people could come out and say dumb things. You could hear people doing dishes in the background. People would yell stupid things. And I mean, it was not very professional. We didn't know any better. We thought it was high tech. I thought, this is freaking awesome. A conference call? I can do business from my home. I don't have to do a hotel meeting or a PBR, a private business reception in a suit and tie with a bunch of other broke dicks as broke as me. I mean, it was a big deal to be able to not have to do that whole situation where I'm parking my car down the street because I'm embarrassed the car I'm driving. I mean, that was a whole different experience for me. It was a very challenging era of my life, but I wouldn't be where I am if I wouldn't have gone through that situation. I spent 6 years in network marketing and direct sales where I had one six-figure year. 6 years. Now, how many of you would have quit? I didn't quit. And I wasn't too dumb to quit. I wasn't going to quit. And I was determined to stay in the game long enough until I figured it out. Part of my education was $100,000 worth of credit card debt. Some of that debt was a direct reflection of simple errors in judgments. Other of that debt was in buying leads and buying advertising. I also rented an office in my name, which was a colossal mistake. My phone bills were consistently $2,000 to $3,000 a month. I was running newspaper ads that didn't always pan out. And I was trying to figure it out. But here's what I did. In those 6 years where I mastered the zone, in those 6 years is where I learned how to prospect. It was in those 6 years that I created the repetition and experience. I wrote the scripts. I started to develop the questions. I started to get really good at being able to qualify people for my time in somewhere between 15 seconds and 10 minutes. I got really good at closing sales relatively quickly. I learned to let go of people I could tell intuitively that weren't the right match or weren't the right person for what I was marketing, selling, or looking for. I was able to let go without anxiety that I'd made a mistake. This is the repetition and experience required to be a professional. When you become excellent, when you become intuitive, when you become really good at the game, you can teach it. But until you actually live it, you can't teach it. So this is what's interesting. I see a lot of these posers out in today's world. All of a sudden, they're social media coaches. They're coaches who really have never lived the game. They dream of playing it, and all of a sudden, they're coaching what they haven't lived. That's what a poser is. And yeah, I'll tell you this. The only way you're ever going to be exceptional is repetition and experience. That means you have to learn the fundamentals, the fundamental of the sport, the fundamental of the business, the fundamental of the communication. If your communication skills aren't equipped to be able to have a relaxed conversation where you can fact find, rapport build, interview someone, you'll never be good at this. You can never be good when you're in anxiety. When you're in anxiety, you've already created your failure before you start. When you're in anxiety, you're so overwhelmed that you're unorganized. You're not disciplined enough to be able to have a relaxed conversation with someone. When you're in anxiety, you can't possibly live in the solution and create a result. You have to be able to adapt and change quickly. That's part of the zone. That's what the zone isn't this mythical, magical place. The zone is in your body. It's an inner body experience where you're able to adapt and adjust to the situation at hand without anxiety about the outcome. When you know that you know, you let go of what you don't know. When you live in faith, there is no doubt. When you live in awareness, you understand the cause that creates the effect. When you live in love and joy, you'll attract other people who seek the same kind of spirituality that you're seeking. When you're enlightened, when you learn to look to the light and you live in the light, then you step out of the darkness. When you're in that space, when you're in the hands-free zone, you don't have your hands on 10 and 2 on the wheel. You're not grinding your teeth. You're not gritting your teeth. You're not white-knuckling the steering wheel. You don't have road rage while you're driving. You're not overwhelmed. You're not going from here to howdy expecting to get there. And when you let go of being late, when you let go of being overwhelmed, you start to create a whole different experience. This call tonight was dedicated to you that are zone seekers. If you're a zone seeker, you desire to live in the zone. The zone is an inner body experience where you're able to adjust and adapt relatively quickly. You have a different set of reflexes that keep you creating new experiences that lead and foster to change. For anyone who seeks to get a hold of me directly before a large event that's coming up in the next couple weeks, you can contact me directly at 209-932-0227. 209-932-0227. If you're seeking a coach, someone who lives in the zone, feel free to contact me. I'll give you more insight how you can have more zone experiences. This call is officially recorded and will be available for playback tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you very much, everyone. You have an absolutely great evening, and find your zone. Good night, everyone.